And we are going to item number two, airport.
From the Director of Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to enter into a concession agreement with BMO Harris Bank, N.A. at General Mitchell International Airport.
Mr. Bailey.
The agreement with the current operator was coming to an end, and bids were taken for a bank operation. BMO was the only bidder. Staff recommends approval of the agreement for BMO.
Supervisor Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move approval at this time.
We have a motion for approval, item number two. Supervisor Lisman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a question, clarification on the fiscal note. Talks about $50,000 annually, but in the narrative, it talks about $16,000 for space rental and $4,100 for ATM fees. So I didn't understand that, where we got to the. You know what I'm talking about? In the answer, in the fiscal note.
Right, I'm looking at
D.
I think the $16,000 is correct. The $50,000, I have to go back and see where they got the $50,000.
Did he answer that, Supervisor?
I'm sorry.
I'll have to go back and check, Supervisor. I think that the $16,000 rental is certainly correct, and then the estimate for the ATM fees. Is the difference, but it doesn't add up. So I'll have to go back and see, and I'll report back to you what the discrepancy is.
Okay. You have the information before board day, correct?
Yes.
All right. Any other supervisor Jersey?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Why was this the only bid? Is it that BMO already owns ATM machines in the airport? It's, you know, we talk about local ownership, and I know there are local banks, even perhaps credit union savings and loans, et cetera, that would give more of a local flavor than BMO. But I'm just wondering what your response is as to why there was only one bidder. Has it got something to do with the fact that the only ATM machines are already here?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, of course, the bank that becomes the lessee then becomes the owner of the ATM machines. So
sure.
Those are transitioned over to the new bank. So BMO would take theirs out.
Right.
Right. Okay. I think part of the I can't answer your question why there's only one bidder, although I think one of the perspectives from staff is that this is not a lengthy term on this particular bid. And the reason for that is because we are watching our lease terms in the mall right now because of future plans to redevelop the mall. And so we're keeping the lessees on a short leash right now, subsequent to a more major investment later.
If there's anyone that appreciates short leases, it would be me. But thank you for that response. It just seems to me that the fact that they have the ATM machines here is going to always give them a leg up on that bid.
As it is with any incumbent bidder.
So it would have to be a bank that wants to aggressively come in and make that initial investment. Right. Maybe it's worth, you know, at least floating that idea.
Well, again, I think it's also subject to lease term and recovery of investment.
So when we get more stable, maybe we can relook at all of those issues.
Once we master plan our concession experience and maybe talk about relocating checkpoints and things, then we can talk about, you know, a grander, longer term for some of these tenants.
So let's go.
Thank you. Yeah, one other question. Are all of the concession agreements, they all have the same requirement in terms of the open hours of the establishment?
Supervisor, the bank is unique. Okay, so the retail concessions have much longer minimum opening hours. daytime operation.
I don't think I've ever seen it open. So is it? Maybe I'm always at night or something.
Oh,
but,
right. No, it's open every day.
It is. Okay. That's what I was. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm curious if it was part of the RFP that the ATM fees be included, or if that was just a portion of the pricing that was offered by the highest bidder or by the only bidder.
Chairman, Supervisors, the ATM fees were part of the bid specification, so the variable was really the rent on the space.
Okay.
The reason for that was because we did not want the bank to exploit their position at the airport with ATM fees. At one time, they had raised them to $5, which we thought was a little usury. So this was, we're capping the ATM fees at the airport.
Mr. Chairman, I would just offer comment on that then in response to Supervisor Kierzek's question about the number of bidders in relation to credit unions. Usually, at least credit unions in the Milwaukee area will have an agreement together not to cross-charge ATM fees. So if it was part of the RFP requiring them to do a dollar upcharge on any non-credit union or bank ATM transactions, then they would have been taking a loss to even take the bid for any credit union in the Milwaukee area. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. That was a comment question. Do we have a motion?
Yes.
Do we have a motion for approval, item number 2? Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Madam Clerk, item number 3.